This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Western Michigan University is opening its new Alumni Center, Heritage Hall, this weekend. Coming up, Western's Vice President for Development and Alumni Relations, Jim Thomas, tells us how important the spot on East Campus, known as Prospect Hill, is to the university's history. But first, Gary Peters has now been in the U.S. Senate for 9 months. The Michigan Democrat's been working on issues related to the environment, pipeline safety, manufacturing, and also veterans issues. Peters has come to Kalamazoo today, which is Monday, to promote legislation to help waterfront communities. Senator Gary Peters, thank you for being here.
Well, Gordon, it's always a pleasure to be with you. It's nice to be in studio. I often talk to you over the phone. It's nice to be here in person.
So let's talk a little bit about this idea of waterfront communities, and specifically the Kalamazoo River. Obviously, that's I'm assuming why you've picked Kalamazoo today. And, you know, what can the federal government do here? What's the role in terms of making the waterfront part of the community, part of economic development?
And there's no question that's a key part of the economic development for any community that's blessed with water. So I'm looking forward to touring the waterfront here in Kalamazoo today, be with the mayor and other community leaders who have been a part of that. It's something that I think we need to be focused on, not only in Michigan, but around the country, which is why I've introduced legislation to promote the revitalization of waterfront communities, to provide grants for planning. You know, it's often difficult to get money to do a plan. You can get it after you have the plan, but if you don't have the money for the plan, you never get to that stage. And we have incredible opportunities throughout Michigan, not only with riverfront properties, but along the Great Lakes, to help communities make the kinds of plans that they need to be sustainable and resilient. And that's why this legislation is being introduced. I'm working not only with my colleague, Senator Stabenow, but also Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. I've got Ron Wyden from Oregon and Angus King from Maine. So I like to say this is a collaboration between the East Coast, the West Coast, and the Best Coast, which is those of us here in the Great Lakes to do this, provide that money. Then once these plans are done, once this grant money is used, then those communities that have gone through that effort would then get a priority when it comes to getting federal grants to help actually implement the plan to make it a reality. And you know, it's interesting that in the past, communities turned away from rivers. In fact, you have rivers that were even buried in the past. And a lot of the lakefront property along the Great Lakes was more industrial, commercial, and not a part of the revitalization of recreation and marinas and all the things that we can really do to enhance our